Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Glow Girl, a weekly podcast where we talk about woo and wellness and making our way in this wild world. I'm Tracy White, as always, and welcome back. It's been a couple of weeks. So last week in this world here, I was with our friends over at the rest of the Girls Girls media conglomerate at the first Girls Girls retreat, which I'm going to tell you all about, along with some fun news for the future in the second half of the show. But it was amazing. I'll just give you that information right now. It was so amazing to be able to connect with a lot of people who listen to this show, some listeners to our other shows in the network, and just to be able to meet people in person who are in our Girls Girls community Facebook group, our phone friends. So we got to meet our phone friends in person, a lot of them. Now, I know that not all of you who are listening were able to be there, and I don't want you to feel left out in this episode, because what I want to do is tell you about what we did at the retreat and some of the cool connections that we were able to make, some of the fun things that we did. But I also want to tell you about some things that are coming up in the future and some opportunities that you will have to also participate in these things. It's a really fun opportunity to be able to just really meet new friends and people who are kind of in the same place you are, or at least people who understand where you are and are able to kind of meet you there. I find sometimes that in my real life, I don't have those same types of connections, and being in online communities like the Girls Girls community, which you are all invited to participate in, absolutely free. You can find us on Facebook. It's just Girls Girls community. But that is a place that I've been able to find real connections with people who maybe are going through similar things that I'm going through, who are in states of transition, but overall, just people who are really open-minded and understanding that we are all really in states of transition in our lives, the age that we're at, no matter what that is. There are all ages of women in that group. But we're able to really understand that as a society, we're in a huge point of transition. I don't know if you can feel that. I have this just sort of completely unhatched theory in my brain that part of the reason that we're all really, I guess, awakening to mental health struggles and feeling so much anxiety and starting to really lean in, embrace, and understand the things that maybe in the past we have felt are wrong with us, is that we're really starting to understand that we all in some way, shape, or form have trouble with transition. And as a world, as a planet, as a country here in the US, as a society, as a person for me in, you know, in my early 40s, I'm at several different crossroads, you know, and I think that we're all kind of feeling that. We're all feeling a little unbalanced. We're all feeling like a tilt. And I think that it's left a lot of us searching and wondering and sort of reaching out into the dark, looking for connection. And so I just want to tell you about some of the connection that we were able to make in person at this retreat, which has not been something that we've been able to do for about a year and a half. In-person connection has not been something that's been easy or safe, you know, and we're starting to find a little bit more freedom with that. But I also want to extend to you the invitation to connect online. If you come into our Girls Girls Facebook community and just join and decide not to participate and just watch and kind of see the dynamic, and maybe you like a status or a post here or there, you know, but don't really join in, that's completely fine. We have members who never really participate, but just are sort of there. And sometimes even just being a fly on the wall of some of the things that go on in that group can make you feel like a part of something. Now we'd love if you would join the group and participate, you know, and be part of the community that we're building and actually connect with people. We have people in that group who have met their very best friends. You know, we have people in that group who now travel together. So many amazing memories and connections, friendships, just a lot of fellowship and sisterhood happening there. So I just want to use this episode as, it's not a gigantic sales pitch, but I just want to invite you to be part of that. If that's something that you're looking for, if that's something that you feel like you're missing out on, I can say that in my personal life, sometimes it's been tough for me to feel like I can connect in person, or I can connect well with people who I have met organically in person. Some of my very oldest friends, we're just not in the same place, you know, in many of our interests or in just where we're at in our lives in general. And that's okay. There are seasons for everything. And, you know, we've had some really strong seasons and this is a lighter one, you know, and this is a season maybe where we're apart for a while. But, you know, that doesn't mean that embracing new connections and new friendships and new relationships in any way negates those old friendships, old relationships, old connections. In my case, I find that the connections that I've been able to make just in the past few years in this Girls community have been really good for my in-person connections. You know, I've learned so much. I've learned so much about myself, and I've learned so much about how to, how to approach people who maybe are in a different place than me. You know, I have more compassion now. I have more understanding now. I have more patience now, and just sometimes understanding that really, truly, not everyone is where I am, and that's okay. So if you are feeling like that too, if you're feeling like, you know, you're just not in that place, come join us. Like I said, facebook.com. You know how to get to the old Facebook, Girls Community. It's a free group. It is a private group. It is for women only. And it is a group where you can, again, interact as much or as little as you want to, connect, share. It's safe there. If you post something in that group, it's not going to show up on your mom's Bridge Club's newsfeed. So it's a safe place to be. So just inviting you, please come, please join us, please be part of our, large online friend group. And I hope that helps you, feel a little bit more connected too. So, I want to talk to you a little bit about this week's astrology. There's a couple of things happening. And then when we come back after the break, I'm going to tell you all about our Girls retreat, that we just went through. Okay, so this week we have a full moon. Okay, so we are in the final few days of Cancer season. It's about to move into Leo season. The full moon that happens in Leo season is the Aquarius full moon. And so Friday, July 23rd, and this is going to be around 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, adjust for your own time zones. This full moon is going to be happening in that sign of Aquarius. Now, as we know, we talked about in the past, full moons are a time, a great time for letting go of things that no longer serve you. This is a great time for purging things. This is a great time for, if you charge crystals, if you make moon water, if you just need a minute to celebrate the things that you've done in the past month, the accomplishments that you've made, the surviving a month, surviving the past day, surviving the past hour. If you just need a chance to say, I've done these things and I'm proud of myself and I'm going to do it again for the next month. This is an opportunity for that. This full moon is a time of celebration and, you know, a time of really appreciation for self and others. Okay, so this Aquarius full moon is going to be a really wonderful time to consider humanity. Okay, Aquarius is a sign that is very concerned with humanitarian efforts. It's also a sign that's concerned with rebellion. And this full moon, full moons can be more intense. Full moons can be more emotional. This can be a time where we may see in the world, in the news, people getting out there and really making a stand against something that has been holding them back. We may see people standing up for what they believe, you know, whether this is in a way that seems like a help or a hindrance to humanitarian efforts remains to be seen. But this is a time when we may see people's emotions flare. We may see people's compassions push them to the point of action. We may see people stand up and say, no more. Now, if this is something that you see on the news, you can relate this to that full moon and say, okay, this makes sense. There's some emotion here. There's some intensity here. If you see or feel this in your personal life, that could make some sense too. Is this a time when you say, this relationship is no longer serving me and I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm not going to be treated this way anymore. It's time for a change and today is the day. This is really that full moon in Aquarius energy. Today is the day. Stand up. It's time. This is about you now, okay? Because we're moving into Leo season too. So when we move into Leo season, we become more self-centric. Leo is a sign that's ruled by the sun. And the sun is sort of our guiding force. It's what keeps us warm. It's what helps our plants grow. It's what keeps the earth moving and, you know, helps us survive here. Okay. The sun is very important to us. Leo season can be a time when we really want to be seen, no matter how introverted or extroverted we may be. Leo season may really spur us to say, you know, I need to be appreciated. I need to really be seen for this is a part of who I am. And I'm tired of that being ignored. I'm tired of feeling like I'm not good enough. I'm tired of feeling unappreciated, underpaid, overworked. You know, Leo season is also a little bit sexy. So are you underappreciated in that way? You know, Leo season, this Aquarius full moon, the culmination of these energies on Friday this week, and you may be feeling those from Wednesday through maybe Sunday of this week, those energies may really be pushing people to say, enough, it's time. Let's make a change. I want to be seen. I want to be appreciated. And, you know, I'm sorry if that offends you. I'm sorry if that changes the dynamic, but it's about me now. And I think that's wonderful energy. So make those changes. Look into if you like to do any kind of moon related ritual or lunar activity. You know, my favorite, and it's an old standby, but it works for me and it works for lots of people, and it's simple and you don't need a lot to do it. My favorite thing is just to write out the things that are no longer serving me. And sometimes it helps me to look at the sign of the moon and some of those energies and say, what are some things in that sort of life bucket that don't serve me anymore? You know, what are some humanitarian related causes or efforts, you know, that maybe I don't feel fully aligned with anymore? Is there something in a relationship where I'm not getting what I need that I could move apart from? You know, is there something that I need to let go of that's holding me back? and just write those things down. You know, I like to write them down. Sometimes I burn them. Sometimes, you know, if you're feeling particularly, you know, like a little bit of a pyromaniac, burn those, you know. Sometimes the catharsis of that is wonderful. Sometimes I will put them in water. Sometimes I have flushed them down the toilet. So however you need to let them go is perfectly worthwhile. The Aquarius full moon is an air moon. I mean, what do we do? I don't know. Do you want to write those things on a piece of paper, fold it up into a paper airplane and yeet it off the roof, as the kids say? I think. I don't know if they still say that, but that might be something. I don't know. Don't litter, but you know, write those things into the wind and let them go. This moon is great for making moon water. If moon water is a thing you like to do, I really like to make moon water. What does that do? What does moon water do? So what I like to do is just take a mason jar, because that's what I have, just a plain old mason jar, and I fill it with water from the tap and I put it where the moon can see it. You know, sometimes that's a windowsill. Sometimes it's actually outdoors. You know, it's about intention. So if all you have is a table that's sort of near a window that you need to close the blinds on, it's okay. It doesn't have to be out in a field full of dew under the full light of the moon. If it's cloudy, if it's raining, if you can't see the full moon, it doesn't matter. It's about intention. So I put that water under the moon somewhere-ish. And then after I've let it sit, you know, maybe overnight, maybe a couple of days, depending on how busy I am, I'll take that moon water and I just slap a post-it note on the top of it that says, you know, like Aquarius full moon, you know, July 2021. And then I can use that moon water. So if I'm having a really low energy day, I might go and say, what feels high energy to me? Sometimes I have moon water left over from other moons. Like maybe I have moon water left from the Aries, from an Aries full moon or new moon. And I'll feel like that, maybe that's higher energy for me. So I'll put some of that water in my oil diffuser and just put a little bit of like some kind of citrus oil in there and just give myself more energy. Like, I mean, it's pretty woo-woo, but for me it works and I really like it. It's safe, it's clean, it's, you know, it's nothing really to worry about and it's easy to do inexpensively. So you can do that. If you feel like your plants need a little bit of nurturing, you know, throw some of that Taurus, you know, full moon water on your plants. Water them with a little bit of, you know, moon love. If you gather herbs or flowers from outside and bring them inside to dry or to put them in a vase or whatever you like to do, cook with them. Sometimes I'll rinse them with moon water. You can do some little kitchen witchery. You know, if you're making a recipe that calls for a little bit of water, you know, I use just like food safe jars. And if it's not super old water, I might use a little bit in my cooking, you know, or even just to wash off some of the ingredients that I'm using to cook. So you can use moon water in a million different ways. You can use it to wash your hands. You can use it to make a little spray bottle and spray your face. Get a little bit of moon, you know, all up in your grill every single morning. You can use moon water to wash your crystals, the ones that are safe to be washed in water. You can use moon water for like anything. I know people who take their moon water and they put it next to their sink. And when they wash their hands, sometimes they splash a little bit on their hands. You can pour some in your soap pump. You can do whatever you want with that stuff. It's just a really easy way to kind of get a little bit of magic in your everyday life. And it's practical. And I like that. So if that's something you're into, this is a super great moon for that. Especially if you need a little bit of, a little bit of self-confidence. If you need a little bit of, I'm going to stand up for myself today. If you need a little bit of that, this is a great, great, great moon for that. So make your moon water if that's something you're into and let me know how that goes. And if you use your moon water in some kind of creative way, let me know. I would love to share that with other people. You know, everyone always has questions about, you know, how do I do that? What do I do with it? I would love, love, love to share that information with other people and other listeners of this podcast. So let's see here. Now, aside from this full moon in Aquarius, and again, that is July 23rd, which is Friday of this week, we are moving into Leo season. By the time you hear this podcast, we should have moved from Cancer season into Leo season. I told you a little bit about Leo season. When the sun moves into Leo, it's usually July 22nd to August 22nd, give or take. That can change year to year. The sun during this time takes on some of those Leo characteristics. The sun loves to be in Leo. This is a joyous time of year for a lot of people because the sun is sort of in its happiest place. Okay. The sun can get, you know, the energy can get proud. It can get outgoing. Leo sun energy is very playful. It can be also very individual. This energy is not content with simply being one of the team. This is your time to shine. This is a time to add a little bit of color or drama to your life. This is a time to perform. We get a lot of fruit this time of year. We're harvesting things. Virgo season gets a little bit of that, harvest energy, but Leo season is really the beginning of our harvest season. We're starting to see the color and the bounty of the work that we've put in from the year. And so it can really help us to feel happy. It can really help improve our attitudes. Depending on where you live in the world, this time of year, we have lots and lots of sun. It increases our vitamin D, which increases our attitudes and our health and just makes everybody feel a little bit better. So I love, love, love Leo season. Now we're also going to be seeing, Mercury is currently in Cancer and this will change on July 27th. So keep your eye out, this will be kind of in place as we go into next week's podcast, and we'll talk more about it then. But Mercury will move from Cancer, where the way that we think and comprehend and process information can sort of change with the sign of the moon, you know, and we'll start seeing that fluctuation get to be less and less as Mercury moves into the sign of Leo on July 27th. So again, we'll talk a little bit more about that next week, but just know that Mercury in Cancer timeframe is kind of rolling up to an end here. Now, the other thing that we're going to be seeing is also Venus moving from Leo to Virgo. Now, Venus in Leo is fun Venus and happy Venus and sort of warm-hearted, teasing, proud, flirty Venus, okay? Venus is moving into Virgo July 21st until August 16th. And this is a time when Venus is expressing love through more practical means, like gestures, like instead of a grand, you know, bouquet of flowers that I'm presenting to you because I love you, could I, you know, maybe I'll just fill up your gas tank while I'm out running errands. Maybe I will clean the baseboards today. And that's how I'm going to show my love to my family. And these are just the kinds of things that we may need to see. Now, not everyone, and we know if you've ever done anything related to these love languages, you know that not everyone's love language is acts of service. But Venus in Virgo is very much acts of service. And so if this is something that you like, something you respond to, Venus in Virgo time might be very good for you. Now, if you are someone who likes, more words of affirmation, this might be a tough time for you. Okay, so this Venus in Virgo energy, Virgo's an earth sign, right? Which an earth sign can be sensual, but very practical. And so besides our romantic natures with Venus and Virgo, what we decide to buy and the types of entertainment we enjoy during this cycle can be ruled by whether or not these things make sense. And so you might be seeing this, you might be experiencing it yourself during this time, feeling like, well, does that make sense? Does that fit within my budget? That feels too indulgent. Let's just stay home and cook and, you know, watch something on Netflix rather than going out to dinner and trying to go to the movie theater. You may feel yourself pulling in and really playing up the practical when it comes to this and how you express your love and how you express your values. You know, you may feel that acts of service are, you know, exactly what you need to be doing. You know, you may find yourself thinking, well, posting a Facebook status isn't really physically doing anything for the, you know, the organizations that I value that I'm a part of. And so at this time, I think that what I'll do is I'll volunteer. I will find a way to physically help instead of just posting about supporting something, you know, which is great. Rendering services to others can fill a need. That can really be an expression of love. Now, the sort of shadowy side of this position can sometimes be overly critical of our partners. We can get a little picky and we can worry. You know, this may be anxiety about relationships. So if you're feeling like you're worried, what I will say is Venus in Virgo is more of an energy that takes things internally. But try to communicate, try to stay communicative during this time. It will help you and it will help to expel some of the worry and concern that the Virgo energy tends toward. So now we're also seeing, we currently have Mars in Leo. Mars is going to be making the move from Leo to Virgo as well on July 29th. So we're going to talk more about that next week. But what's going to happen at that time is we're going to see this very proud, self-confident, grand Mars energy that we're feeling in Leo right now, make a change to the more practical. Okay. Just like we talked about with Venus in Virgo, we're going to start seeing that Mars in Virgo energy as well. So we will get more to that next week. The other thing that I just wanted to mention about this week's astrology is that we are seeing a Chiron retrograde. Okay. Now, Chiron, you've heard me talk about it before. Chiron is an asteroid. It's not a planet. Chiron in astrology talks to us about a wound or a trauma or a trigger that we carry with us that we don't really find healing from until we figure out how to help other people with it, right? It's a little confusing. It's that healer, heal thyself kind of energy. And when we talk about Chiron, in our birth charts, it gives us an idea of what is our wound and how do we specifically find a way to heal that and to get better from that energy. But when we talk about Chiron transiting, because after we're born, the planets and the asteroids still move. We are not the center of the universe for our whole lives, just that 1 minute. And when we see Chiron continuing to transit and continuing to move around, that Chiron retrograde energy can cause us to go more internal and really think about that wound and really think about, you know, how am I healing? What is my mental health like? What is my emotional health like? It's like a check-in. And sometimes it can be a gut punch because a lot of us are really in this constant state of avoidance when it comes to our wounds and our traumas and our triggers. This is something I'll talk to you more about in the second half of the show, but something that we addressed at the Girls Retreat was with our friend Erin Wiley, the therapist, and talking about some of the traumas that we carry with us and some of our defense mechanisms that we create to, you know, help us to get through those things, but then we still carry them with us for a very long time. And until we realize that we can heal them, you know, oftentimes we don't, and we just let them become a part of our personality. And Chiron retrograde is the time to really think about those things and address them and approach the parts of ourselves that we've created to, you know, keep ourselves safe or to keep ourselves protected or to help manage everything that's going on within us. You know, this can really be a time to consider all of that. This Chiron retrograde time can be a time when you see people say, maybe it's time that I go to therapy. So this Chiron retrograde might be a time when you find that people are saying, you know, maybe it is time that I get into therapy. Maybe it's time that I change therapists. Maybe it's time that I really start addressing some of these things that I've been carrying with me for a long time that are causing me to just lash out or pull within and or not being able to connect with people. You know, this might be a time when you hear about friends saying, you know, we decided that it was time to start couples therapy, you know, or family therapy, or, you know, it's time that we get our kids into some sort of counseling. You know, there's just things that people start to look within and see and feel during a Chiron retrograde. And they can be really helpful. Chiron is, you know, one side of Chiron is about a wound and a trauma and a trigger. And that's not fun. It's never fun to poke at a wound, right? That hurts. We don't love that. But the other thing about Chiron is that it's about healing. Okay. And healing is a good thing. So when we're looking at Chiron retrograde, that goes from mid-July till December 19th. So once Chiron goes back direct, you know, we sort of go back within a little bit and our wounds and our traumas and our triggers, you know, sort of become able to manage them a little bit better. But the Chiron retrograde timeframe gives us a softening to be able to address them and, you know, hold them like the little wounded children that they are. So think about that Chiron retrograde time. If you're starting to see this in your life, if you're seeing this with people that you care about, you know, it's a good thing. It's a really great time for healing. It's a really great time for compassionate connection. And just kind of know that it's a helpful time. Okay. We are more apt to want to understand people, embrace people and the emotional pain that we all sort of carry. And sometimes we wear it like armor. And this is a time where we can put that armor down for a little while. So that is our astrology of the week. I'm going to talk to you guys about one of our lovely podcast sponsors. And when I come back, we're going to talk about the first Girls Retreat and opportunities for the future. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from manifesting the greatness you deserve? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with your very own professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. You don't have to leave the house. You don't have to put on real pants. It is that convenient. BetterHelp gets it. Life is busy, but now you can get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your own therapist. BetterHelp includes licensed professional counselors who are specialized in exactly what you need help with. Anything you share is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. BetterHelp offers 4 communication options with text, chat, phone, and video, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. Glow Girl listeners get 10% off your first month, so why not get started today? Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health by going to betterhelp.com/glow and fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs. Then they'll match you with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/glow for 10% off your first month. Okay, everybody. Now, earlier I mentioned that we spent a good portion of the last week at our first Girls Retreat. Now, I don't know if you're not a part of the Girls community, if you're not a part of the Girls network of podcasts, if you haven't heard anything about this yet, I just want to tell you a little bit about what it was. So, we had a retreat where we had 40 plus women. We went to a little lake in rural southern Michigan in a little town called Cassopolis. We had a great big cabin with just bedrooms on bedrooms on bedrooms with bunk beds and different types of sleeping arrangements. There were couches and living rooms and dining spaces and a huge patio where we could look out over the lake and eat and play card games. And it was just like sort of camping vacation, like cottage at the lake kind of feel, but like with all your favorite internet friends. So better than that, right? I don't know if you grew up doing any kind of like, you know, going to the lake for the weekend with your family, and that's great and all, but when you can do things like that with people who are sort of on the same page as you with everything in life, you know, but who also come from completely different areas of the country and completely different walks of life, it's just a really cool experience. So for about 4 days, we were there a Sunday through Wednesday, and then there was a little bit of an addition onto the end of that week for a camp throwback reunion group. But for the first handful of days of that event, we had a retreat that was sort of focused on ourselves, okay? And this was a very, very cool event where we had dinner together. We spent all of our time together, but we also had space to do our own things. So when we got there on Sunday, we had dinner together. I don't know if I mentioned, but we had personal chefs there for the entire week. They were incredible. The food was amazing. And even just not having to feed ourselves three meals a day, plus snacks and desserts and everything they made for us was absolutely amazing. So if for no other reason, that made it worthwhile. So we had a late dinner together. Then we had a new moon ritual with our friend Meg, and we had moon-centric yoga with our friend Lisa, who is a yogi. And I mean, these events, first of all, just like make my woo-woo heart so happy. Being able to have sort of fellowship and connection and just this like very yin kind of activity under the new moon during Cancer season. Oh God, it's so good. So good. So that's what we did the first night. It was sort of a late check-in day and just sort of a very easy kind of jump into that first night of the retreat. Now, on the first full day, which was Monday, we had sunrise yoga and meditation, again, with our friend Lisa, the yogi. Our chefs made us breakfast. We then had we had a session with our friend Aaron Wiley. And if you don't know Aaron Wiley, you should know Aaron Wiley. You can find her on Facebook. She is a therapist in the Toledo, Ohio area and is expanding her therapy centers into even other states. And Aaron led us through a session about emotional control. And that sounds pretty short and to the point, but I'm going to tell you that it, for an hour-long session, this thing turned into a two-hour-long session where an entire room full of 40 women, more than 40 women, were all just kind of a blubbering mess. And that might not sound enjoyable to you, but it changed our outlooks on so many things. So Aaron talked to us about many very helpful things, but one of the biggest takeaways that I think a lot of us had in that session was that we all within us contain different parts. And she explained the different theories and the different information about psychologically what these are called, how we do this, and from a therapy perspective, how she leads her clients in dealing with these different parts of us. But we, you know, through our traumas that we go through from the time that we're young children, and we all have them. And there's no shame in having them. We all do. We create different parts of ourselves. Sometimes our parts are protectors, and sometimes our parts are managers. And sometimes those parts become more of who we are than maybe we need them to be. And we carry them for longer than we have to. And we allow them to lead us in our lives, because we just don't feel strong enough, maybe. So many different reasons that we have all of these parts. But what I found really fascinating was that if you are into astrology at all, many of the different parts that Aaron talked about really, really closely relate with the different parts of our birth charts, the different planets, the different energies, the different houses, the different transits and aspects and things that can happen with us energetically And those different areas of who we are, we sort of carry with us in certain times in our lives. Those are triggered in different ways because of passing energies. And so, like Erin was saying, we have the ability to address those parts of us and to, you know, allow them to make a graceful exit if we're no longer in need of their energies, their protection, their management. We can kind of let them go, and having a therapist to guide us through that is very helpful. She recommended some resources for us, and she basically made us all cry our faces off because we all felt it so personally. And I can tell you that as a person who is not a crier, really, even in private, to shed tears in a room full of other women where everyone can see each other was definitely an experience that I haven't had before. And it was uncomfortable, but at the same time, we were all there in the same place. And so that was really probably a better icebreaker than any corporate event has ever had, because once you've sort of cried in a room full of your internet friends, you feel a lot closer to those people. So that was our first. That was sort of how we broke into things. Then after lunch that day, we had a session with our friend Brandy Walerius, who is Meredith Solo's business coach. Brandy led us on a session on time management and self-management. And the biggest takeaway I have from Brandy's session, Brandy is darling, by the way. Her coaching ability is second to none. And I think the biggest thing that I took away from her is as a person who I'm a people pleaser, I'm working on it. I'm a yes person. And as a person who always says, you know, yeah, sure, I'll find time for that. Brandy flipped that for us and said, you know, almost always her response to someone asking for her time is, you know, let me process that and I'll get back to you. And like, that's so great because it's not mean. It's not offensive in any way. You didn't straight up say no. And you really do have time to think about it, you know, and no one's offended when you say, well, let me just process that rather than just signing up for another thing that you really just don't have time for, which is what I do all the time. So I really loved the time management tips that Brandy gave us, and again, her session following on the heels of Erin Wiley's session, those were just, I mean, if that was all the event, if that was all the entire retreat was, it would have been worthwhile because those two sessions were life-changing. We took away so much wonderful information for that. After that, in that afternoon, so Meredith Solo and her team were helping many of our attendees having professional headshots taken, which was just such a cool, like, added bonus to this whole event. It was like some of us just sort of, you know, were in camp mode and we looked sort of, you know, a little like trash goblin-y, and that was the perfect thing. We could wear pajama pants and no makeup if we wanted to. And then randomly there were people that just walked through who were like at their personal stunning best going off to have headshots taken. So just a cool energy, being able to see people, you know, really feeling their best and having that being able to be captured in professional headshots was a cool thing. So later that afternoon, our friend Megan Cooper led us in a whole session on finding our passion, which I'm very passionate about. She led us through different exercises about, you know, how to find our passion and telling the group anonymously, if we wanted to, what is your passion and what were some of the group's suggestions on how to get started with that? So very cool event, very cool session that she led. And then she brought all of these awesome materials to create a mobile vision board. Now, there are some pictures of some of our mobile vision boards that we created on the Girls Pod Instagram and Facebook feed. Definitely check those out. Some very cool ideas there. If you weren't at the event, these are things that you can do yourself. And just kind of a flip on the vision board that I hadn't considered before, but something that you can take with you, something you can carry with you super helpful. So that session with Megan was wonderful. And then after our beautiful chef-created dinner, we had a session with me, and I led people on helping to find their purpose in their birth charts. Now, this session came on the heels of a very large edibles tasting, which also our chefs were very adept in. So I think there was some of the information I brought to the table was a little complicated, but I think that being able to kind of show people how to look at their birth charts and being able to do that in person is a super helpful thing. Because if you can look, even if you just look at one piece of your birth chart, even if there's just one little bit of information that we can pull out of there to really help find what's your purpose? Are you living your purpose? What does your birth chart say that you're here to do? And are you aligned with that? And if you're not aligned with that, how clunky does your life feel right now? And so helping people find that, helping people find their way toward that, energetic alignment in their charts was really fun. It was fun for me. I think that it was helpful for some of the people who got it. And then a handful of the people who were already way deep in the edibles, you know what? We had some personal sessions later, and that was definitely more helpful. Again, this was a very wine and edible friendly event as well. So absolutely no shame with any of those things. Everybody was allowed to have as much fun and be as relaxed as they wanted to be. So now the next day of the event, we again had our sunrise yoga and meditation, beautiful breakfast spread. And then one of our favorite events was with Brittany Gibbons and Meredith Solo of our Girls Girls podcast, leading us on how to build our brand, our personal brand. Now, this is information that I think just about anybody can really take a lot away from. I know that most of the things that I do and even the things that I do wrong when it comes to building my personal brand, building a business brand, even with building the brand of this podcast, that information comes from these two who between them have an entire lifetime's wealth of knowledge about how to use social media as a tool and how to use it for turning your personal self, your brand into something that can be sort of pivoted for business, whatever it is that you do and however that is that you use that. So extremely helpful information. I wish that we had a live recording of that existing because it's so, so good. Now, later that day, we talked with Kara Dennison of the Attagirl podcast about how to launch your rich girl career. That was incredibly eye-opening. Kara has so many helpful tips and tricks. We kind of talked about Kara's tips on creating an elevator pitch for yourself, and your professional aspirations as sort of like business improv. And she is a master at it, by the way. So being able to experience that in person, being able to see her in action, her business and the business tips that she's able to give on the Attagirl podcast are like chef's kiss right on. Okay. So if you've been considering working with Kara Dennison and her husband, Jack, with their business, please definitely do that. Being able to meet her in person was extremely eye-opening and just wonderful all around. So after Kara's session, we talked with our friends, Carrie and Sky, about how to run for office. And their session it was so community-minded and so from the smallest office that there may be in your local rural community to the highest office of the land, they have the tips. They know how to do these things. And these are two people who can really help guide you in that direction. The information that they brought was fascinating. I was fired up. Everybody was fired up. I think everybody in that room was ready to run for office by the time they were finished talking. So just amazing, very helpful information with Carrie and Sky, about how to run for office, no matter what that office might be. Now, later that evening, we had a fireside chat with our friend Robin, and Robin is just a wonderful, beautiful soul. And she just has this sort of knack for helping people figure out, you know, how to move forward. You need a little bit of advice. That's your girl. Like Robin helps connect people. And it was just so cool to kind of see everyone opening up to each other. You know, a lot of people brought a lot of baggage with them. This has been a tough year and a half for a lot of us, for a lot of different reasons, COVID notwithstanding. And there was a lot of energy and a lot of, I guess, energetic baggage that was really shed during this fireside chat. So just a very cool thing to see. The intimacy of the group, you know, was just really growing by that point. And so it was just wonderful. Now, the last day of the event was on Wednesday. So we got up that morning, we had sunrise yoga and meditation again with our friend Lisa. The chefs made us a beautiful breakfast. And then the majority of us spent the rest of the day just kind of relaxing. We had access to kayaks and a pontoon boat, and there were some lovely little witchy shops. I didn't get a chance to go to them because I was a little busy with the event, but there were some places within driving distance. The town we were in was very cute and had cute little shops. There were just a lot of lovely, wonderful places around and things to do within even just our event location that we were at. And so everybody had a chance to relax or be as active as they wanted to that last day. And, you know, there were definitely a lot of lovely connections before people said goodbye, you know, and everyone said too, it's not goodbye. It's, you know, what's the next event I'll see you at? You know, a lot of really, really, really lovely connections. So I loved this event. I had the opportunity during the event to sit down and do some mini birth chart readings with some of the group members. And this is the first time that I've really done, other than with friends or family members, this is the first time that I've really done face-to-face birth chart readings. And being able to do that and connect on a personal level is so much different than doing birth chart readings over Zoom. And I loved it. So I'm looking forward to being able to do this again. And I'm so, so happy and satisfied with the amount of connection that I saw being made with other people and that I was able to make with others as well. So for me, this was a total success of an event. I feel like everybody brought away something extremely helpful. And I am seeing even now members of our group really putting these things into action and saying, you know, I can't wait for what's next. I'm using these tools that I brought away from this event to create the next best thing in my life. And it's just a very, very, very awesome, inspiring thing to see. So if this all sounds good to you, I have some really good news. This was the first of the Girls Girls Retreats, and we are actively planning more Girls Girls Retreats. We are currently working on our next retreat, which is all planned. And I am just going to go out on a limb and say there might be a couple more tickets available. But this event is going to be in February in Gatlinburg in the Tennessee area. So if this is something that speaks to you, it won't be the same event. It's going to be, each event is going to be focused on a slightly different thing. The next event is going to be about your passions and finding those and celebrating those and really exploring them and learning about others. You know, there are new speakers and new presenters at each of these events, and you'll be able to learn about and take away as much as you want. And even if you come and don't attend a single session, there's at least the fellowship, there's at least the friendship and the connection and just being around these lovely people. And, you know, having meals made for you by a couple of personal chefs. So the next event, like I said, will be in February in Gatlinburg. If you are interested in that event, I'm not making any promises here on the availability of tickets because this event may be very close to sold out. But join our Girls Girls community group. You'll find information in there about how to access the events as they become available. Now, beyond that event, we're looking at another event that will be in Salem, and that'll be sometime next year. We're looking in the Salem, Boston area. That is just an event that's after my witchy heart. I cannot wait for these next couple of events. We have been spitballing ideas about events maybe in wine country, out in like Napa. We've been talking about something maybe in like Sedona. We've been talking about Texas. We've been talking about Florida. You know, I mean, there are so many places that we would love to visit, and there are so many of you that we would love to meet in person, to see, to experience, and to fellowship with in these types of events. So this is really something that the Girls Girls Media group is really trying to build and expand on and, you know, get participation in. And so far, it's been an amazing response. If this is just our first event and that was the response, then there's only bigger and better for us from here. And we can't wait to meet all of you in our next events. So like I said, if you are interested in these events, if you want to join us, join our Girls Girls community group. That's where we're talking about the majority of these things and how you can find out more information about the next retreat events that are coming up. Also be sure to follow Girls Girls Media group, Girls Girls Pod, all of those different Instagram locations. They will have that event information posted whenever it becomes available as well. So I am just super happy to be back. I'm glad that I'm through the retreat event. I loved the event, but I get super stressed out about traveling and the upheaval of leaving. And it, you know, while I was away, we listed and sold our house. And so it was just a very, very traumatic, big, crazy time for me. And I'm over that hump now. I cannot wait. I am working on getting my personal office set up in my house so that I can have slightly better sound quality for you all and be able to be a little bit more organized here. I'm just thrilled that this season is kind of getting started. There's new stuff in the air. Like, you can feel that, right? Can you feel? It just feels like a new time of year. You know, we're moving closer to fall, which always energizes me. And I am just excited about what's next. I can't wait for you all to hear the next few podcasts that are coming out here at Glow Girl. I have some amazing guests coming up soon that I can't wait to tell you about once I confirm everything with when they'll be on the pod. And some really fun topics to talk about. This retreat event was very inspiring, and I have a lot of cool new information that I want to share with you, and some fun friends that I want to bring on to talk to you too. So stay tuned and keep in touch. And if there's something that you want to hear about on this podcast that we haven't talked about, let me know. You know, you can find me online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those at Glow Girl Pod. And then also be sure that you catch the rest of the Girls Girls Media podcast hosts. We have the Add a Girl podcast on Monday with our favorite girl, Kara Dennison. Again, she is bringing us business tips and how to live our best lives. And having met her in person, I can tell you that she is just as wonderful in person as she is on the air. So make sure that you tune in to the Add a Girl podcast. Make sure you check in with the Girls Girls Pod every Thursday, our flagship podcast with Brittany and Meredith. And then on Fridays, we have our only family-friendly podcast, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Make sure you check them out too. It's just super fun. It's fun even if you're just a grown-up. It's fun if you have kids. It's just a fun podcast. Also, again, one last time, but make sure that you join our Facebook group, the Girls Girls Community. You can find us. I'm there. All of our podcast hosts and our friends of the pod are all in there. And we are just building this girl group. We're just building this female fellowship community there, and really wanting to build that into something that spills out into the real world. And with these retreats, we're starting to do that. So we cannot wait to see you there, and we can't wait to be your friend. As always, Glow Girl is a production of Girls Girls Media, and our music today is by the amazing Breakmaster Cylinder. You all have a great week, and shine bright, Glow Girls.